All righty. Our good friend, Nolan Findlay, editorial page editor of the Detroit News, co-author of the Civility book, A Guide to Building Bridges Across the Political Divide, by Nolan Findlay and his friend, Stephen Henderson, along with Lynn Golodner. Yesterday, we noted it was the 50th birthday, but it's the 50th anniversary of Nolan Findlay at the Detroit News, and it was his birthday, but I didn't ask what number it was. But Nolan, again, happy birthday and happy anniversary.
Well, thanks, Paul. You can do the math and understand it's got to be a pretty big number.
I'd say it's a good number, Nolan. And it
certainly is a good number.
It certainly beats the alternative, doesn't it, my friend?
Yeah, it's good. It's a good time of life.
It was interesting to see in our Detroit News today a picture on the opinion section. I don't have it now. I had it here a minute ago. Of President Trump and Governor Whitmer side by side. And somebody was writing an op-ed piece pretty much. I think they were criticizing both of them for the same problem. And I bet neither one of them ever expected to be together in any boat.
No. And, you know, one of the things you've got to give credit to Gretchen Whitmer for is that she understands how to get to Donald Trump. I mean, she understood that when she was needling him, and she certainly understands it now that she's trying to charm him. He is a man who is very, very susceptible to flattery. And I said when he was elected in the first time in his early days, that if Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer worked at it, they could co-opt this president simply by flattering him and you know, praising him and kissing his butt. They chose a different direction and, you know, went to war with him. But I don't believe that Donald Trump is a man of any firm principles. I think he's easily swayed, easily manipulated and co-opted.
Well, and a good example is, you know, everyone's screaming, well, FEMA was decimated. FEMA was destroyed. Well, FEMA wasn't doing their job. They turned down the governor for FEMA aid during that ice storm. And the president has now stepped up and said, no, I'm going to help you with that. And he also has made some pledges to fight the invasive Asian carp in the Great Lakes.
And help with the tornadoes out west that we in Michigan we experienced last week. So, I mean, you can work with this president if you understand how he operates and what moves him. And she apparently does.
Well, it's not a secret.
No,
I mean, it isn't. You pointed it out a long time ago. We've talked about it a long time ago, and we see it every time he has a cabinet meeting or any other meeting, because every person who speaks has to first say how great it is and how they couldn't have done anything without President Trump. We understand. We appreciate that. We understand.
Yeah, that's right. In this administration, whenever a member is in public, it always starts with, and here's another great thing Donald Trump is doing. So, I mean, it's not easy for a lot of people to do, but it's effective. And again, give Gretchen Whitmer credit for working it.
You know, our old friend Ingrid, I have her. Why do I act like I can find something on my desk? It's here. Trust me. Our old friend Ingrid, who's now back with the family with USA Today and the Detroit News. She just wrote a bit about the Save America Act, saying basically most of America is for IDs for voting, because we're used to giving IDs for all kinds of stuff, and yet the Democrats don't get that. And now President Trump says he won't sign any bills until the Save America Act passes. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that would be a fine idea, no matter what, not to sign any more bills. Bills cost money. But the SAVE Act, I just got finished editing an editorial on that. It's common sense. As you said, most of America favors it. This is a ridiculous stand for the Democrats to take. Puts them out of the mainstream or keeps them out of the mainstream. How many times a week do you have to show your ID, Paul?
Oh.
I mean, over and over and over again.
Right.
And to think it's some extraordinary burden to come to the voting booth and have to show your ID. I mean, their argument that, oh, it would limit, keep some people from voting is absurd. And you have to question their motivations. Why do they oppose safeguards at the polling place? And you know, the only conclusion you come up with is they don't care who votes as long as they vote Democrat.
Right. And I got to tell you something. I don't know if you've said it. I'll say it. It's racist for the Democrats to think or act like minorities aren't smart enough to know how to get a photo ID. That's racist in itself. And even the communist running New York, when he wanted people to come help and shovel snow, they had to have two pieces of ID
Right.
in order to be able to do that. This is just so comical. It wouldn't, it's not funny, but it is funny, if you know what I mean.
And, you know, Democrats are always on their stump about protecting democracy. There's no more necessary protections of democracy than to make sure only citizens vote. And the voting process is both fair and secure. And this is where it's all started. If people start believing our elections are corrupt, we've lost faith in the government.
Well, God bless you. I'm so happy that you've been at the Detroit News for 50 years and a day, starting today, the day after your birthday. So, always good to have you around, and we're lucky to have you. And I know that there were companies that tried to woo you away from Detroit, but you stayed, and we are so appreciative of that. Thank you, Nolan.
Thank you, Paul. Very kind of you.
Nolan Findlay, editorial page editor of the Detroit News, co-author of The Civility Book, A Guide to Building Bridges Across the Political Divide, by Nolan, his pal, Stephen Henderson, and Lynn Gauldiner. So we continue at 12:30 on Focus with Paul W. Smith at WJR.